Lisa and Dorothy checking in again from Alendu. And Dorothy, what could we compare Alendu to back home as far as like a town size?
I would say more like Millersville.
Oh, yeah, that makes total sense. Now, the night sky here, Dorothy, I just want to tell everyone, has been spectacular. Cosmic Mike Smith, you would love it. It almost looks fake to me, like I'm at a North Museum planetarium show. And then I remember, no, this is how the stars are meant to be viewed, with no light pollution. I'm telling you, if the wise men were located on the East Coast near our populated areas, they would not have been able to see the star to find the baby Jesus. This part of the world, though, again, no light pollution. It's spectacular. You were telling me that your dad always made you look at the night sky.
Yeah, that was one of his hobbies, actually. So we would go out at night and look, and he would tell us the different names, which I don't remember much anymore. And at that time, I didn't appreciate it, but now I do. It's really beautiful.
Now, you could find the three sisters, though. Last night, I found the Little Dipper.
Yes, we did identify those two.
Yeah, now your father was an educator. So as you said, this was something he was really into when he was a great teacher.
Yeah, he loved teaching people pretty much anything. His hobbies, his knowledge, just really a good teacher. So, yeah.
Well, Cosmic Mike, I wish you could come on a trip and see this. And speaking of coming on a trip, I understand a team from the Worship Center is coming in March.
Yeah, we have a team from the Worship Center that's coming in March, and we still have a few openings, I think like two or three openings are still there. If you're interested, you can contact Rafiki or the Worship Center. They'll be helping us with building playground for the kids at school and also doing a few other little projects.
All right, so RafikiAfrica.org. And I am so excited again to announce that everything is working as it should at the website.
Yep, the donation page is up to help the school. For $10 a month, you can support the school, especially kindergarten to third grade. Just look on the homepage. You'll see Lisa's picture with the kids, and click on donate now, and it takes you right to the form. It's real easy. And again, we are sorry that this has not been working as it should have, but it's now working now. We still need your support. And we want to thank you in advance.
As we said earlier, we take things like our internet speed and 3G so for granted back home, and it's not always the case here.
No, here it's really a matter of one day at a time. You have the speed you need for 1 minute, and then it's off. And it seems like that's been our experience with Lisa the last 2 weeks. So getting stuff on the website has been a little bit challenging, but we are thankful that it's now working. Yeah.
All right, RafikiAfrica.org. Go there now to donate. Again, just $10 a month. That's a crazy low figure, $10 a month. RafikiAfrica.org. Back to you.